Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah,
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
Even though I still got ladies choosing, I'm setting my alarm clock for 3:45 central time, no snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time, go on, hit the line, go on, get your friend, speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in, log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes, Bill Gates listening, love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities, it's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent, you couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog light, shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub, Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb, need some info type triple W's, Western World ONE.com.
Yes, it's in its life, 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 in its life.
Sleep Dilla Productions,
Soundmaster T,
WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's good with it? What's good with it? My mic on or what? What's going on, world? How y'all feeling out there? Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your boy. Okay, okay. We here. We in the building. All right, cool. Let's go. Okay. Yep, yep. Hey, man, well, check it out, man. Today, man, this show, man, is going to be epic, man. I always say that, don't I, right? Every time I put somebody on, I say epic. Oh, it's not right. But check this out. This show going to be off the chain. I promise you. Man, we got, man, a lot to talk about, people. You know what I'm saying? Man, I got Ace Award winner Michael Maroy. Man, we about to get it in with him, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, just say a little bit about this brother, man. This brother, man, has been on Diane Sawyer 2020. This man has been on BET. This man has been on ABC, the Discovery Channel. I mean, this man has been on, I mean, what, I think it'd be easier to say what he hasn't been on than to say what he has been on. But I'm proud of him, man. I'm proud of him, man. You know, so he's from our very own town. He's from Chi-Town. You know what I'm saying? So, I just want you people, man, to sit back, man. I'm going, get it in. All right? Y'all with me? Because I'm with y'all. All right? Don't play with me. Let's get it.
Hey, 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 hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworldone.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworldone.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. LDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out. Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace. Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
What's up, people, man? It's your boy, Dennis Live. Hey, check it out, man. We just asking that you know, go download that mobile app. Go to Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Key search WesternWorld1.com. It's WesternWorldOne. That's all you got to type in. It's free. And also, too, man, we added a new feature, man. It's the donation button. All we doing is just asking you people, hey, you know, donate to us. We're going to take that, and we're going to put all proceeds towards Western World One Network to make it better, to make it easier for you guys to view us, listen to us online, and pretty much we're going to take this to YouTube so that way you can kind of see who we are and what we doing, how we do and how we operate. Other than that, man, thank you so much for even just hitting that button and just clicking following us, hitting that button just to show that you do like on Facebook or even just Instagram. You're just pretty much just showing us, man, how much the growth that we have developed over the years. Actually, not years, months. We only been up not even 6 months, right? A little bit longer than 6 months, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, man, that's all we want you to do, man. Download that app, westernworld1.com. you can go there or Google Play Store, key search Western World One, or you can follow us on here, man. Man, thank you so much, man. Again, all the donations that you do donate to us, you know, it will not go into shambles, man. We're going to take that and we're going to utilize that, man, to the best of our knowledge, man. As you can see, we had added three additions to the Western World One Network. We got Tiffany Thompson, where she's doing the Spiritual Wednesdays, where she's going to take the Bible-based information, scriptures out of the Bible, and she's going to use it in our everyday lifestyle and things that we can do. Then you got Thursday with DJ Disco, one of the hottest pioneer DJs all over the world, man. I mean, this boy here, man, is just, man, phenomenal, man. This boy just get on that music, man, and play it like it's no other. Then you got Sundays with Charles Baxter, where he's talking about political things of whatever's happening up today, self-help, motivation, what you can do with yourself, how you can implement things. I mean, we're just doing it all, man. You already liking us on Facebook. The fan base is tremendously growing. But all we have asking for you to do now is to just donate to us. You know, you go there, hit the donation button. We go through PayPal. It's real simple, real easy. Just whatever you want to contribute to us, we take it and we utilize it. We put all the proceeds towards Western World One Network. Again, thank you so much, man. It's your boy, Dennis Live. Peace out.
All right, man, we're back in the building, man.
Okay. We'll check it out.
This is what I do, man. Let's see how we got this here. We're going to set it up, man. Wait till, you know, Mr. Superstar call in on me. But you know what, though, man? I want to go with this thing, man, with Black Economics, man. You know, the economy, man, when it comes down to African-American people, I think that we all should figure out something. Well, not even figure it out. Find a pipeline. You know what I'm saying? Because I just learned that money, you know, everybody look at money like it's everything, okay? I heard this, excuse me, I didn't mean to sniff. Money is debt and currency at the same time. When you flip the dollar bill over, that is a bond, B-O-N-D. When you flip it on the front side, that is actually, that's the currency. That's the dollar bill. Whatever it is, $5, $10, $50 bill, $100 bill. All right? And when you read it, you know, it said this money is used for debt, public and private use only. All right? So when you break that monetary figure down, all right, we look at things like this. We can't survive without money. Right? And I was looking at it like this, okay. I'm not saying burning money or, you a pimp or you a thug, you whatever, you know what I'm saying? You got money, you this, that, that. No. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, like, you can't chew money. You know what I'm saying? You can grow money, but not put it in the ground and like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, grow it from hand to hand or get a business or something like that that can bring residual money coming in. You know what I'm saying? All right. But the way that our minds have been so messed up that we depend on nothing but money. Money can cause stress, strife, happiness, bitterness, turn against you, can make you your best friend, bandwagon, you know what I'm saying? And it's nothing but a paper that's made out of thin air. I know people are like, man, what is that stuff? I was watching a documentary, man, and it made so much sense to me. That I was like, wow. When you look at money, right? Money is 3% made up in this world. The other 97% is made up through online banking. So they turned it into computerized. All right? So if I go to a bank and I put $500 in there, they take 10% of that interest and grow on top of that. All right, so you got $500, so what's times 10? That's $50. They only make $50 off you times 10. Okay? So $10 times $500, right? So they don't make $500 profit off of you in these banks. I know it's crazy, right? Yeah. Yeah, it is. But that's how they do it with the online banking. That's how they do it with the, digitalizing. You know, when it's in the bank, it accumulates, you see how much you got. If you notice, we really don't deal with a lot of money in our pockets no more. We do, paper, plastic. Those are the things that we do. So that way they can keep track of us. And when I say they, meaning like, you know, the United States of America. I also heard, too, that it's illegal. Well, not even illegal. Well, it says illegal that, you know, you don't pay your taxes, right? But can you find one law that constitutionalizes saying that we got to pay our taxes? I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm just saying. All right, I'm going to play my boy, Dr. Umar Johnson, man. We're going to go in and see what's going on. All right, let's go.
Better than you're saying it. Keep the work, keep hope alive, and shalom to your brothers.
All right, shalom, thank you. Brother, shalom. One thing we got to understand about white supremacy, the power comes from making it look like their rule is the natural order of things. Let me say that again. The strength of white supremacy is that they're able to make everybody believe that it is nature's order for them to rule. And as a result of that, they have convinced black people that it is natural for us not to rule. The reason why we have such a difficult time getting educated, finding jobs, holding jobs, is because we're trying to be successful in a system that is designed for your failure. You can't get water out of a rock, and you're not going to get black success out of white supremacy. Now, the contradiction in all of this is the fact that black people annually gross over $850 billion a year. We're the 10th richest group on the face of the earth. We don't own anything but the cash. We're the 10th richest group on the face of the earth. We are the richest black group on the globe. There is no group of blacks, black people in America, although we are only 40 million strong, gross more cash than any independent black nation on the face of the earth. The problem is we use all of our residual and disposable income to have fun, to keep my hair done, to get a nice car, to buy a bigger house, to wear nice clothes. We act like overgrown children who take their allowance and run to the candy store. And the reason why we do that is because slavery has taught us that we will forever be the children of white people, so we will allow our slave master to take care of the important decisions, and we will use our income to have fun. Churches get $3 billion every Sunday. $3 billion goes into the church tray every Sunday in America. With that type of money, you could be building 10 comprehensive high schools every month. 10 comprehensive high schools every month. There's no reason for a single black child in America to have to go to a defunct public school. There's no reason why black men don't have jobs. We have the economic ability to create an independent reality. Indians from India do it. Chinese do it. Even the Arabs do it. Every ethnic group in America, including Hispanics, have an independent reality except Negroes. Why? Because we are scared of white people and we hate ourselves. Until we deal with the self-hatred that exists within the black community, we'll never be whole. The reason why we don't have black businesses is because two black people coming together will not trust each other. Psychologically, unconsciously, I assume you're going to rip me off. You assume I'm going to rip you off. So the minute something goes wrong, as it always will in any business, we part company. You know why? Because we've been conditioned not to trust our brother.
Exactly. Right. We got a few minutes left on the line. I want you to put up this brother's contact information so people can contact.
Wow. Just think about that. We're making all this money to where we don't even have to outsource or do any of this stuff. We can keep it here. But it's too much like, right, that's messing with the United States of America, man. Us African-American people, man, if we make up 46% of the population, there's no way that we should be broke. You know, I heard that it's not the people that kill people. It's not guns that kill people. I heard it was poverty. Poverty. Food, clothes, shelter. Those type of things is what kill people. You know, did you know, man, when a person stressed with money and have all that stuff, you know what happens? They catch cardiac arrest. And guess what? You got heart disease, stuff like that of that nature. All over money. There's some people that can't move or survive without money. I mean, like, honestly, can't even think. Can't even function. I don't know, man. I'm going to play a song, man, and we'll come back and we're going to get it in. Alright? Let's go.
That's what it is.
Dark bars all on me on this thing.
Hey, what it do?
Rockstar on my swag on this thing.
Hey, what it do?
Everything is out of guns this thing. Roll all of my neck on this thing.
Hey, what it do?
Yeah, on this thing. Got club on smash. Yeah,
name on the nigga hat, I'm just sunny. Gold bottles on bottles, I'm just sunny. 100,000 on watches, I'm just sunny. Coops all on coops, I'm just
sunny.
I keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.
My piss coming back dirty, I'm just being honest. Got bitch kissing on bitches, I'm just being honest.
I'm a rockstar for life, I'm just being honest. Got a check coming right now, I'm just being honest. We done turned up and flat, but then we gon' hit Onyx. Ain't never
for the dope boy, I'm just being honest. These niggas getting shot for being honest. I fucked her on the spot, I'm just being honest. I'ma stack it till it rot, I'm just being honest. Then I'm dropping fire, coops, dash, 200. Live a rich nigga life, I'm just being honest. Real street nigga ain't get that much some pain from it. Name another nigga hot, I'm just honest. Gold bottles on bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest. I keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gon' lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.
Heck crack all of my drawers, I'm just honest. My diamonds ain't got flaws, I'm just honest. These doors on sight, nigga, I'm just honest. We can ball all night, nigga, I'm just honest. You fuck, nigga, y'all don't need no struggle. Truck spot, I'm honest. Get real with all you niggas, just too honest. Some bitches at the strip club, I'm just honest. Some niggas all out of the hood, I'm just honest. Little Mexico for life, I'm just honest. I came up shooting dice, I'm just honest.
Name another nigga hot, I'm just honest. Gold bottles on bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest.
I keep a gang of bad bitches with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.
Got a limited credit. My nigga got a lot of vendettas, but we the black mom, we gon' set it, peeled off in a Lamborghini cone tie, 200 in the dash, we gonna rev it, Lucky Luciano, it's what they call me, Paisano, 100 keys at the piano, place across the Verrazano, El Pasino, in a villa in Venice, sipping vino, not bad for Muliano, y'all know, like we know, I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Fuck me, you know I got it. Bad bitch, I hope she bout it. Bad bitch, I know she bout it.
I'm Ryan Big coming down that beat. Geech nigga with satin sheets. Bad bitch, she a masterpiece. Got a bad bitch, she a masterpiece.
Before then, but he went to prison and wrote about 1,000 songs, and he's successful right now. I'm proud of him. Yeah. I was just talking to him yesterday. Yeah, that's our road dog. You know what I mean? He doing what he doing, and we respect that. We support him to the fullest.
We was crimies. We went to Penn for 4 flocks. They heard Gangbanger. Y'all heard enough of something too. He talking about that. We really did that.
It's a true story.
Story.
Yeah. Ayo, big nigga. Nip, what up, nigga?
Young California.
It's JM. 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 100 racks to get you killed with them hollows. Started off fucking ratchets, now it's models. Me and you are not the same, I don't believe. I had to create my own lane, fuck your team. It's JM to them bitches, I'm the greatest. Before I had a deal, my dope was outrageous. Every nigga I run with was catching cases. And so I'm
amazing where this rap that took us places. Cocaine my first love before I rap. Then Akon got a nigga out the trap. He told me life is a struggle, then you make it. Nothing was the same, so I drank. It's JM. It's JM. Maserati, Molly, Cyrus, White. A lot of you niggas don't be right. Snitching on your man for a deal. I never tell, I'd rather go to hell. Every nigga ain't your friend, check the source. I have mug shots, never seen the source. No double XLs, we was popping. I had a lot of bitches straight about a Compton. I had spots in the project, illin'. What up, Doc? 2 for 1, meet a real drug dealer. What? I know Meats, I know the real BMF. BMF. I did chucks, I ain't never wore a guest. Huh? Say yeah.
Call that.
In the private room, playing my shit. That's bullshit. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. I forgive, I don't forget. Once you take, don't act for shit. My high code is it could get. And I don't wait for shit except death, so I'm living. Brother be the double homie, call that escape prison. Niggas talking, don't listen. No talking, don't trust them. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. All black jewels beaming like I signed with Death Row. Smoking heavy petrol. Bitches naked, no flex. Just go, no go. Curse them out, put them out. That's me, put it out. Matter of fact, move around. City feeling like the circus full of all these damn clowns. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. Real shit came from us. And the hitters is my homies. I'm a god on earth. Real niggas since birth. I don't know them niggas new. Unreal niggas fool. Folks if they ain't came with you, who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. I don't smoke with these niggas. I don't eat with these niggas. I ain't starve with these niggas. I ain't rob with these niggas. I ain't shoot with these niggas. I ain't grind with these niggas. I ain't shine with these niggas. I don't pull up with these niggas. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. Man, these niggas bitch. Can't fuck as far as I can throw them. Niggas hate and I just tell them that they should be careful. Cause hate ain't healthy and bullets ain't comfortable. Heaven ain't promised. I don't know them to be honest. Who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. I don't know these niggas. OGs, these niggas ain't my homies. Money show you all your friends ain't your real homies. See that paper envy start to acting unfriendly. Trying to plot or whatnot. Got my head fucked up. Now I gotta switch up. Like, who the fuck is these niggas? I don't fuck with these niggas. Smoking dope to the face. Real shit I embrace.
You're now logged on to ThatBiff.com.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, we back in the building, as usual, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, so I just got off with Maroy, man. I guess, yeah, we busy, man, doing something, man. I don't know, man. Hey, well, anyway, check this out, man. We're my, you know how we do it, man. You know, we grind this, man. Let me do this. I'm going to do something. Watch this, watch this. Let's do something. Watch this here. It's your boy. It's your boy, boy. Nah, that's not a homo. I take that back. Let's see. You. What up, y'all?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Man, we got KC in the building.
Oh, what it do? What it do?
Man, this dude here, man. Hey, man, we gonna come back to the team, man.
Man, we'll be back shortly, man. Just took a vacation, you know what I'm saying? Had to get a couple things together.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what? I check this out. I'll play this for early. I'm gonna play it for you. All right. And I want you to tell me if you agree. All right. I'm gonna tell you who it is. It's Dr. Omar Johnson. So you already know, right?
You're saying it. Keep the word. Keep the line.
Shalom.
Shalom.
All right, thank you. One thing we got to understand about white supremacy, the power comes from making it look like their rule is the natural order of things. Let me say that again. The strength of white supremacy is that they're able to make everybody believe that it is nature's order for them to rule. And as a result of that, they have convinced black people that it is natural for us not to rule. The reason why we have such a difficult time getting educated, finding jobs, holding jobs, is because we're trying to be successful in a system that is designed for your failure. You can't get water out of a rock, and you're not going to get black success out of white supremacy. Now, the contradiction in all of this is the fact that black people annually gross over $850 billion a year. We're the 10th richest group on the face of the earth. We don't own anything but the cash. We're the 10th richest group on the face of the earth. We are the richest black group on the globe. There is no group of blacks, black people in America, although we are only 40 million strong, gross more cash than any independent black nation on the face of the earth. The problem is we use all of our residual and disposable income to have fun, to keep my hair done, to get a nice car, to buy a bigger house, to wear nice clothes. We act like overgrown children who take their allowance and run to the candy store. And the reason why we do that is because slavery has taught us that we will forever be the children of white people, so we will allow our slave master to take care of the important decisions, and we will use our income to have fun. Churches get $3 billion every Sunday. $3 billion goes into the church tray every Sunday in America. With that type of money, you could be building 10 comprehensive high schools every month. 10 comprehensive high schools every month. There's no reason for a single black child in America to have to go to a defunct public school. There's no reason why black men don't have jobs. We have the economic ability to create an independent reality. Indians from India do it. Chinese do it. Even the Arabs do it. Every ethnic group in America, including Hispanics, have an independent reality except Negroes. Why? Because we are scared of white people and we hate ourselves. Until we deal with the self-hatred that exists within the black community, we'll never be whole. The reason why we don't have black businesses is because two black people coming together will not trust each other. Psychologically, unconsciously, I assume you're going to rip me off. You assume I'm going to rip you off. So the minute something goes wrong, as it always will in any business, we part company. You know why? Because we've been conditioned not to trust our brother.
Exactly. Right. We've got a few minutes left on the line. I want you to put up this brother's contact information so people can contact.
Wow.
Okay.
What you think?
I mean, you know what, man? The whole thing about black economics, you know what I'm saying? I could barely really, you know, make out stuff because I'm driving. Maybe I got a little bad connection coming in, but I know he was talking about black economics. Am I correct?
Right.
What do I think of black economics? I mean, it's not something that's hard, that's going to be hard for us to do, man. It's just that we got to shut the fuck up and do it. That's how I feel about the situation. We got to shut up and do it. I mean, it's going to take a handful of us to get that, you know what I'm saying, get it, the whole economics thing done, and then other black people going to see and catch on, man. I mean, black people, we have to see things first in order to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Some of us got to see others doing it, you know what I'm saying, and then we want to do it. So, I mean, we just got to go out there and make a way and show, you know, that we can have an economic system, man. I mean, can we even, the question is, can we have one? That's the real question.
I believe we can.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad, man. I'm on air. I'm out here driving, man. But, yeah, I mean, I think we can, too, man. It's just about just, you know, everybody setting up and just doing it. I mean, there's a lot of brothers out here, man, that's got a lot of businesses going on. Like, you got the Hootie with the D-Health store for the herbs and everything. They hitting that, you know, we got to hit every corner of the market for black people. You know what I'm saying? And show them that we here and show them that our product is here for them. That's really it. As far as the white supremacy, man, that's never going to end. That's never going to end. White supremacy is never going to end. It's been here for thousands of years, you know, and we've been living in it without a problem, so it's never going to end. We have to be the ones to shatter that.
Well, when you say that, you got to be the ones to shatter that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking like this. Do you say stop doing what they're doing, stop watching what they're watching, stop catering to what they're catering to? Do we just find our own lane and just do it, or do we just see what they're doing and just do it the way that we do it?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Okay, it has a lot to do, you know, like I talked about this a while back ago, culture and the value system. You know what I'm saying? The value and moral system that we grew up with in the United States, you know what I'm saying, a structure basically that most of us got, man, is not really a structural system to work with. I mean, if you look in a lot of black homes, there's a lack of discipline, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah, that's very, come on, man. There's a lack of discipline, like, you know, like hell up in the black homes. The kids don't, so most of the kids don't listen to the parents nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Like, the parents got to put their foot down. And there's so many things, you know what I'm saying, to get caught up in nowadays. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the black community, man, that has a lot to do with, you know what I'm saying, the whole financial situation.
I believe, man.
We can't really just put our finger on one thing and say, okay, this is the problem, that's the problem. There's a bunch of things going on, but like, you know, some brothers were saying, we just need to shut up and just do it. And other people will catch on.
I think, like I said, just do it. I don't think there's a whole bunch of things to really have to take on that path. You know what I'm saying? I think that if they get over, they just say, you know what, they did me like this, or I got done like this. I'm cool with it. What can I do to move forward? You know what I'm saying? I think they just do it. How can I get past what's in front of me, what's been in front of me forever? You know what I'm saying? What's stopping me? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so what I'm going to say, 100 years of slavery, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I can't move or operate because of that. You feel me?
Well, I don't really even, I mean, slavery had an effect, man. It had a lasting effect, you know. Like, if you really sit down and you dissect everything, you know what I'm saying, apart, all of these systems that, you know, that people went into, like the public aid, welfare, and Social Security and all that, those were systems set up coming out of slavery, you know, to keep other people, you know what I'm saying, from trying to go for things. And now you have a lot of black people that don't even try to go for anything no more, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you.
That's the system that they know. And I mean, I ain't gonna front, I grew up in that type of system, you know what I'm saying? And my family, that type of things went on. You know what I'm saying? Them type of things went on. It's cool as long as I got my papers. It's cool as long as I do this. It's cool as long as I do that for the government. I mean, black people, we got to get out of that black stance.
You ready, boy?
To be real, white people never going to fix black people's problems. And I mean, all black people know that, you know, they're never going to fix our problems. They never can give us back our morals, our dignity, our respect for one another. They can never give that back to us. We have to take that back ourselves.
Right. I got you. Well, you know what, man? That's what I'm going to do, bro. I'm gonna take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to come in, man, and then we're going to start this quick interview, man. I tried to get the whole hour in, but, you know, dealing with this cat, man.
I'm online. I'm definitely gonna check that out, man. I know you got who you got coming on, McRoy, right?
Yeah, Ace Award winning Michael McRoy. Yeah, man.
Right. I might jump in with a couple questions for him.
You know, you ready, man? I am take a quick commercial break, man. We're gonna bring this brother right in, man. We gotta know his time is money. All right, let's go.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out. Let's go.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
All right, man, we back in the building, man. We back in the building. Hey, man, I'm not even going to even prologue it long enough, man. I'm just going to just go ahead. No, and I got to do it right, man. This dude right here, man. This brother here, man, I could just say he's going to be if he's not already, man, he's an icon, man. He's iconic, man. This brother right here, man, thinks with both his brains, both sides of his brains. Yeah, man, I could truly say this guy here, man, is a straight thinker. He'd do it too, but he's a thinker, man. Man, let me go ahead and bring my brother in, man. Man, brother Michael McRoy, man, what's up, bro?
What's going on with it, bro?
Man, dude, man.
I'm sitting over here playing on my Western World 1 app, wondering why I ain't got one. I stepped my game up. I got my assistant working on one right now. Since you got one, I ain't got one. Something wrong.
Hey man, it's an honor, man. Look, I'm trying to get some certified T-shirts and hats and skateboards and you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we got all that popping at TwoWorldForTV.com right now. So they can go on over there and get that. You know, I'll send you a package in the mail. That's nothing. What's going on, though, bro?
I want to say thank you, man, for coming on the show, man. I know we don't have that much time, man, but this is what I want to do. You got the cross country pimping, 1, 2, 3. You got the infamous, famous Players Ballroom. Then you got the American Girls.
American Daughters.
The American Daughters. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
American
about
daughters.
The realities of prostitution in America. What I do is TwoWorldForTV.com is the brand, and we do documentary films, and I license footage to networks like History Channel, ABC, Disney, you know, things like that. And what I am is an expert in American subculture. So I make films and documentary films on American subculture, most likely stuff like pimping and prostitution, hip-hop, skateboarding, whatever. Anything that's a subculture in America that the masses may not know about, they can find out about it at TwoWorldForTV.com. That's T-O-O, RealForTV.com.
Man, you nipped it in one bud, man. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what? I've been watching your YouTube, your Ustream. You got Facebook, you got Twitter, and I noticed you.
I got Instagram
don't really
too. Don't forget
on.
About my Instagram. I'm on that flex.
Oh, Instagram too. Hey, keep the beard, man. Keep the beard. Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, check this out, man. When you get on, you know, a lot of people get on I'm gonna say the social network. They get on, man, and they start, you know, just talking about whatever, man. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna do this. Now, when you get on, man, you spit some real knowledge, man. Like, what you be thinking about, man? Because some of the stuff you come up with, it's like, man, where'd that come from? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean? Do you be in a bathroom? Do you be in, you know, do you be in your own sanctuary? Like, what you be doing?
No, well, you know,
Well, when I first started the Facebook situation, I used to do the Twitter, and my Twitter did real good. But the Twitter thing, you only can get like, you know, 2-3 sentences in. So when I moved over to Facebook, I noticed that you could write a lot more. So what I started doing was just, you know, really just writing my thoughts. And people around me was like, yo, that ain't how Facebook works. You ain't supposed to write that much. And I was thinking to myself, well, why not? You know, because wasn't nobody making long posts like I was making, you know. But then people started liking them, and it started getting, you know, like 400-500 likes and stuff like that, a lot of comments, 100 comments, because it was an open discussion. So I really didn't fall into what other people wanted to do. So I kind of like Facebook a little better than Twitter because I get to express myself and really get my message across. Now, as far as the stuff that are the content that I provide, unlike many people that say, well, you should just keep it to Too Real for TV or keep it whatever, I just do what I personally do with the thoughts that go on in my life, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, me losing a loved one or, you know, me dealing with some type of hardship or battle, because that's what everybody can relate to. I could get on there and talk about, you know, me and the swimming pool and girls and cars and all that, but the reality is everybody don't live that life, you know what I mean? I mean, that's really a minority, you know, that's not the majority. The majority of people don't deal with that. The majority of people trying to get money together and feed their family and take care of their business, man, you know what I mean? And I'm a part of that, too. I just happen to be fortunate at times, that's all.
Man, that's what's up. I had a project for that, but because, I mean, that's real, man. You know what I'm saying? But everything
I mean, you know me, man. You know where I'm from, man. You know, I'm a dude off the block, man. I'm straight off Thorndale, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a bag of sunflower seeds used to be lunch. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything, you know? And then I grind. So, you know, a lot of times I take pictures or I kick it with people or I might meet somebody on the street and see my movie and they give me their thoughts and I share those thoughts. I'm out in the streets right now. Matter of fact, I'm in Dallas, Texas. Shout out to everybody in Dallas, Texas right now. Cool little city. Weather messed up, but it's cool out there.
Is it the weather messed up out there?
Man, you know, it'd be like 70 degrees in the day and then it'd be like 20 degrees at nighttime. It's some weird weather around here for real. You know, I ain't used to this. You know, Vegas, you know, we keep it hot. I like it hot.
Well, man, I know you out there making some moves, man. You know, I really thank you, man, for coming on the show, man. I mean, you know, I just want people to know, man, they be real. You know what I'm saying? This brother, man, y'all hit him up on Facebook, let him know. Hey, man, I mean, how can they get in contact with you? I mean, do you do, like, documentaries? Like, do you go do, like, personal documentaries for people? Or,
yeah, man, actually, they can go to Michael Murray. Well, listen, Too Real for TV is the official home of everything. It'll link them to MichaelMurray.com. It'll link them to DocumentaryStyleWeddings.com. I do weddings. You know, we do EPKs, that's electronic press kits. We do day in the life videos, infomercial, commercials, music videos, whatever. You know what I mean? So they can go to DocumentaryStyleWeddings. But TooRealForTV.com got the links to all my stuff. So I do... I'm working on a film right now for a dude, a rap around the West Coast named Silky Slim called Cash Me Out, and I'm working on a couple other films and stuff right now. It ain't been really titled yet, so I'm got those in the works. And we got 10 films right now that's currently, and I always try to make sure I put some updates on YouTube so people can see my work as far as the quality of it, see that I'm working, see the updates of my progress, things like that. So I give away a lot of stuff for free as well, you know what I mean? So... TooRealForTV.com. And they can call me for free, man. 866-2-REAL-FOR-TV. You know, 866-273-2548. And I answer all calls, even the ones that come from private numbers. You know, because that's where the real money comes from. You feel me?
Right. They will give you the street, but they're going to give you the address.
Real. Real.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, man, look, man, I'm not going to hold you, man. I just want to thank you, man, for coming on the show, man. And, you know what I'm saying, showing some love, man.
What you got going on is a beautiful thing, man. I'm glad to see it, man. And I'm really impressed by the progress. So I'm glad to see you got an app. That's cool. That's cool. I like that. I'm sorry, man. I'm doing multiple things at one time. I like what you got going on with the app and stuff like that, man, and your website and everything. You're looking real professional, man. So, you know, man, you just got to keep it up. Don't let that happen overnight, man. A lot of times people think they're going to just pop up and everything is going to blow up. It don't happen like that. You know me for real. You remember me when I was, you know, with the photo booth in the club, you know what I'm saying? So you already have seen. I put in my work and my grind, man. You know, people will see you in a car. They see you with a chain on. Something silly, or they see money and they just think like, oh man, you just got that overnight, man. Please, man. It take a It take a million steps to build it up. It only take one bad move to tear it all down. So, you know, man, you got to, as soon as you build it up, you got to keep staying on your shit. You know what I mean? My bad, I ain't mean to curse on your show, bro.
No, you cool, man. You got you, man. You too real for TV, man. You too real for the online radio, everything. That's how we keep it, man. We keep it real, man. We going, you know, that's what it's about, man. Come from the heart, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything.
Yeah, man. How your people, man? Give your people my info, man, so they can add me on Facebook. And all that. If you go to the website, they can find my Twitter, my Instagram, all that. Everything is too real. Twitter.com, too real for TV. Facebook.com, too real for TV. YouTube.com/TwoRealForTV. And my Instagram is Two River TV by Maroy, because some sucker tried to steal my name. I own the name, I own the copyrights of it, and I could go trip about it, but, you know, it's like, whatever. I guess he want to beat me or something, I don't know, so I ain't tripping. That was me being slow on it.
Right, right. Well, man, hey, man, look, man, I ain't going to hold you, man. You go on there, brother, man. You do your thing, man. Again, man, thank you for coming on the show. And if y'all don't know how to get a hold of this brother, he just told y'all, Google him. Just Google Two River TV, Mike Maroy, man. Everything will pop up. Everything.
Yeah, read the hate comments, too.
Right, read all the comments. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm going to check the American daughter out, man, because, man, that right there, that's an award winner right there, man. That's an Oscar nominee. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I got another award I'm about to win, which is cool. I got an award coming up April, I believe it's 14th in Hollywood, for the Media Appreciation Day. And the cool thing about this award is that it's given by designer Eugene Sidney. And it's the Media Appreciation Award. It's sponsored by Eugene Sidney, fashion designer Eugene Sidney. And they gave me an award. They're honoring like 15 people. And the cool thing about this award, one, it's happening in Hollywood, which is really an honor because there's so much talent in Hollywood. Just to even be recognized is a great thing, you know what I mean? I don't live in Hollywood. But the thing is, the other cool thing about it is that I didn't know about it. Like, normally if I got an award coming, like when I want to go to Nays, they're like, well, you've been nominated. Well, I mean, this is the category, and you hope you'll win. This one, they just called me and announced it that I was being honored. I was like, damn, that's cool. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to get real fresh, go over there and knock them down. You know what I mean? You might need to broadcast live that night. You might need to come on over there, man. Keep real. I've been trying to get you come to the West Coast for a minute, man. You don't want to come over, man. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Hey, man, I'm coming, man. I'll be there. Look at it. You'll put me on.
You just saying that. I've been on the West 10 years. You ain't been there yet.
I'm coming, man.
Now we done switched the show around. Now you on your show. Why haven't you been to the West Coast? And I invited you over plenty of times.
Hey, man, I'm coming, man. I'm coming this time. No. You know what? Matter of fact, man, I want to come to the, you know, until you get honored, man. That's a beautiful thing, brother. You know.
No, that's dope, man. We got the red carpet. Hey, let me tell you the cold move I did, right? I've already struck a deal with the award. I ain't supposed to tell this. I don't think I do. I don't know if I do or not. But I'm going to tell it anyway. You got it in this picture. But for the award show, they have the model chicks that walk the people down the red carpet. You know, when you go to BET, when the people come down the aisle, they usually see your publicity. Your publicist out first, and the publicist tell people, like, yo, we got such and such coming down. Anybody want to interview them? Anybody want to interview them? So they'll stop it, you know, Wendy Williams, or they'll stop it, Two Rivers, or they'll stop it, whatever. So the publicists and the models bring them down. Well, for this particular award ceremony, the Media Appreciation Day, my clothing, my merchandise, certified, we're going to sponsor the models. So every model that walks the people down the aisle, they're all going to be wearing certified tees. So that's cool. So no matter who's shooting the picture, no matter who's filming, all the media, my shirt's going to pop up. Because the models going to be wearing them, taking them down the red aisle.
Man, that's too real for TV. Boy, that's certified right there, brother.
Yeah, that was a cool move I busted right there, if I do say so myself.
Man, you a marketing guru, pimpin'. I love that, dog.
Hey, yeah. Check it out, and the skateboards, man. Make sure your people get them skateboards, man. TwoRealForTV.com, man.
Yeah, I want that Knight Rider joint, man. I'm taking that.
Yeah, that's the only joint we got right now. Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks, brother, man. We got about 30 seconds, man. Is there anything you want to say? Send a shout-out to somebody or whatever, man?
Yeah, man. TwoRealForTV.com. Stay updated with me on the website, Instagram, Twitter. Especially Facebook. Holla.
Holla. All right, man.
Love you,
thanks for coming on the show, brother, man. Love you too, man. Man, dad, right, man. Happy people. Told y'all, Mike Maroy, man, that brother Two Real TV, man, still smooth, man. That brother don't play no games with y'all, man. And there it is, man. Y'all want to mess with us? Get on. Holla. We out.
Do you need or know someone that needs advertisement at an affordable rate? Well, you've tuned in to the right place. Get a commercial for as low as $30. That's right, $30. Find out more info. Email us at westernworld1@yahoo.com. That's westernworld1@yahoo.com.